There's a very famous question that we ask when it comes to the Chag of Shavuos. And that is, in source number 1a, Be'inyan Chag HaShavuot Makshima Olam Hara Nifla Dema Yesh Lanu Hayom Me'etzem Yom Matan Torah. What are we really celebrating on Shavuos? We're celebrating the time, Zman Matan Torah Teinu, the time we receive the Torah. Truth be told is that the Luchos, the tablets, were broken, and the real time to celebrate Zman Matan Torah Teinu, where we got the second Luchos, the second tablets, is Yom Kippur. So what exactly is a celebration on Shavuos? Why are we calling this Zman Matan Torah Teinu, the time we received the Torah, when the Torah we received was really limited in longevity, so to speak, and was broken by Chet HaEgel? Which then really leads us to a much more basic question, is Shavuos does not really have any mitzvos that are connected with a day. We have a lot of minhagim that are connected with a day, to learn Torah, to eat milchiks, to read Megillat Rut, to say Sefer Tehillim, a lot of minhagim that are connected, akdamos, to the day. But the only mitzvah hayom, the only mitzvah of the day really is to have a suda, to have a meal, which is universal to all the chagim. So how do we characterize what the holiday of Shavuos is about? How do we tap into the energy of the day so that we can be able to access what Shavuos, Zman Matan Torah Teinu, is all about? And the structure we're going to use is to look at another aspect connected to Shavuos, and that's in source number 2. Katav HaRama, Shechag HaShavuot Nohogim Likro Et Megillat Rut. The Minhag Yisrael is to read Megillat Rut on Shavuos. We take a look in the English. This is quoted by the Chida in the Birkas Yosef. The final section of the Megillah discusses the birth of Rut's son Oved, and then concludes by stating that Oved begat Yishai, who in turn begat David. Tradition states that David HaMelech was both born and died on Shavuos. Thus, on the day which is of such significance for David, we read the story of his ancestress, Rut, which then raises some even more questions. Question number 1 we have on this is 4a, Rabbi Bernstein, given that he was born and died in Shavuos, we naturally expect there to be a significant connection between David HaMelech and the festival. But that, at first glance, is not obvious. Shavuos is the time we receive the Torah. The classic association of David HaMelech and Sefer Tehillim, Ne'im Zmiros Yisrael. How then does he come to be closely associated with Shavuos? And it's interesting that the Gemara darshins out Rut's name. What is the meaning of the name Rut? It alludes to the fact that David HaMelech was ascended from her, who satiated the Holy One, blessed be he, with songs and praise. Here too, the focus seems to be on David, the descendant, and not on Rut herself. So why are we reading the book of Rut on Shavuot? And even a further question, which the Moshe Yadaber in source number 2 raises as well, is there is no date from the Torah for Shavuot. It was based on the calendar, which was decided by the Beis Din. And in those days, not like today where we have a set calendar, all we know about Shavuos, the date that's given in the Chumash, is Chamishim Yom. It's 50 days after Pesach. Well, you could have Nisan a full month, and Iyar a full month, you could have one a full month, one a partial month. Shavuos could have fallen out on Hey, Vav, or Zion. It could have fallen out on 3 different days. So you want to tell me, Vim Cain in the double squiggly, Mama Kom Yesh Lamar Shechag HaShavuot, Yom Hulodato Shel David HaMelech, V'yam Yom Ptirato. What do you mean to tell me this is a day that David HaMelech was born and died? We have to know what was the calendar date. It could have been Hey, Vav, or Zion. It could have been that he was born on one of those days, died on one of those days. So why so then make that the Yortzeit. Hey, Sivan, that's the Yortzeit. But to make that Shavuos is the Yortzeit, we don't know what the day of the Jewish calendar year it fell out on that day. So what's going on here? So my friends, in order to answer what the core, and obviously there's many levels, my friends, and we're looking at one approach today, very much of what we've seen in the past, but each year, with Hashem's help, we take a look of a little bit of a different journey to get to the same destination, and in that way we grow much broader and much deeper. Let's try to understand, what is our role, what is our avoda on Shavuos? Aside from the learning, aside from the cheesecakes, what's our avoda? Aside from the flowers and the beauty of Shavuos, as well as to understand what the role and connection of David HaMelech and Shavuos is about. The structure we're going to use is a structure we made mention of a few weeks ago, and that's source number 11. Aval la'adam yesh bechira. We have the ability to have bechira, free choice, and we have the ability to overcome our desires, our will, our mindset, to do the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, Lefanav Navot says that this is encapsulated in the word melech. The word melech stands for king, moach, lev, and kaved. The head, the heart, and the liver, the seat of passion. Shavuos, Mamad Har Sinai, we were told you will be a mamleches kohanim, a kingdom of priests. Shavuos is about being this aspect of mamlechet, of a kingdom of priests. In order to be a melech, we have to have our moach, our mind, our lev, our heart, our kaved, our liver, our passions, aligned with the will of Hashem. Let's take a look at all three dimensions, moach, lev, kaved, in terms of David HaMelech's avodas Hashem, and in all three ways we'll be able to gain a sense of what Shavuos is about. So let's start. Fascinating essay from Rabbi Bernstein in The Call of Sinai, which is a fascinating book. Let's start with 4b. Actually, the personality of David HaMelech seems to dominate not only the Book of Ruth, but even her very name, which we did. Let's start with source 6. David's harp, the shofar at Sinai, and Avram's ram. In order to properly understand the connection between David and Shavuos, we need to go back earlier to Mamad Har Sinai, and earlier still, to Avram Avinu. A fascinating connection between David and Melech HaMatan Torah can be observed in the following words of the Medrash that were discussing the ram that Avram Avinu offered in place of Yitzhak Avinu at the binding of Isaac at the Akedah Yitzhak. And the Medrash details the different parts of that ram that were used at various momentous events throughout Jewish history. Among them, it says that the horn of the ram was sounded at Har Sinai, and the sinews were used for David HaMelech's harp. Now, clearly we understand when we have Medrash here, it wasn't that this ram was like preserved for thousands of years. It's a concept. There's something about this ram that's connected to the shofar Mamad Har Sinai and connected to David HaMelech's harp where he sang to the Ribono Shel Olam. What do we know about this ram? So we know the Medrash, the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos in the 5th chapter that there were 10 things that were created, different lists, on the 6th day of creation at twilight. So Ben HaShmasha, right before Shabbos began, there were a number of things that were created. Right, like the talking donkey was created at that time, there's a whole list of things that were created. One of the things that was created was Avram Avinu's ram that he used at the Akedah. Now, the El Shech HaKadosh points out in source number 8, although these were all physical entities, they also needed to be endowed with spiritual qualities to allow each of them to carry out its mission at the appropriate time in history. In order to allow for this composite makeup, they were created at twilight, just before Shabbos, having that spiritual aspect to it. That's well known, the Maharal brings this as well. Then the El Shech HaKadosh adds something, we're in little 2 and 8, and I'll tell you, you know, sometimes you've learned something, and you're like, whoa, your breath is taken away, it's so obvious, and I'll be honest with you, I've never thought about it in this way. And it then gives you like an entirely different perspective. And all you want to do is now relearn this Mishnah. And it just, mamish took my breath away. Listen to the El Shech HaKadosh. And obviously there's a lot here and there's a lot to explain, but we're going to be very focused today. Additionally, in between the time of creation of everything else and of these things, something extremely significant happened. Man had sinned. Which means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the entire world. Everything was created. Everything's in its place. Adam HaRishon sins. And then after Adam Arishon sins, there's just another group of things that were created. What's special about these things, says the Asher HaKadosh, is that these things are post-chet. And if they're post-chet, this places these items in a unique category. For they were the only things to be created after Adam had sinned. Indeed, they're being created at that time is more significant still. For if they were created post-sin, it means that they were created as a response to sin, as a means to rectify the sin and restore the world to its earlier pre-sin state. Wow, we could stop right here. We're not going to. This is an incredible concept. Let's see this in terms of the ram's horn. What was the sin? So there are many different aspects of what the sin was, but we understand that what the Nachash, what the serpent was trying to tell Chava was, if you want to succeed fully in life, you may wish to consider making a plan of your own. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't really have necessarily your best interests in mind. It's best to go out on your own and, put in your own mindset into what you're doing. It was basically putting the ego into this world, and obviously their punishment was they distanced themselves from the source of life. They brought mortality upon themselves, and we know the rest is history. Avraham Avinu is the first person who begins the journey back to doing the will of God, even if it goes against the mindset of what he believes. And again, the first level we're working on is moach, is the mind. And this is very tricky, where the mind sometimes has a mind of its own, or oftentimes have a mind of its own. To be able to take your mind and say, mind your own business, it's not your business, and this is the will of God, it's very hard. Let's take a look at the Akedah. We're continuing in Source 10. Avraham Avinu was waiting for the son for 100 years. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had told him, and he preached against child sacrifice. Avraham Avinu is going to take this child that he davened for 100 years and do the very thing that he was espousing against. That is Avraham Avinu being able to suspend his moach, his mindset, for the will of God without asking questions. That was the greatness of the Akedah. And that was put into the ram. The ram that Avraham Avinu offered was all of this energy of being able to do the will of Hashem at all costs, suspending the mind. If this is what Hashem is commanding you, then by definition, it's the best thing for me to do. In aligning his will with that of the Creator, Avraham Avinu began the process of closing the distance which had formed with the sin of Adam and Chava. Now let's move to the next aspect of the ram, the horn that was used for the Mamet Har Sinai. What was Mamet Har Sinai about? The greatness of Mamet Har Sinai was when Klal Yisrael said, Naaseh V'Nishma, we will do, and then we will listen. What exactly were we planning to do before we listened in 11 in the squiggly? Prior to hearing the mitzvahs, we would have no idea what they involved. The correct order seemingly should have been, we will listen, and we will do. What then is the meaning of Naaseh V'Nishma? The commentators explain, on a practical level, we cannot perform mitzvahs before we have heard. However, the placing of Naaseh before Nishma, will do before we hear, reflected our full preparedness to perform the mitzvahs even before we had heard what they are. What we were saying was, we do not yet know what the mitzvahs entail, but we do not need to know in order to accept them. It's sufficient that Hashem commanded them for us to accept them. For if this is His will, it must be by definition the best thing for us. And that, my friends, was essentially a national expression of the level that was attained at the Akedah. If this is what you're telling us to do, we're ready to do it. Obviously, if you're telling us to do this, this is the best thing to do. Naaseh, the Nishma, the Akedah, one and the same. Now, my friends, let's bring this to David HaMelech. The Medrash further informs us that the sinews from our Avinu's ram became the strings of David's harp. Now David's songs, which form the Book of Tehillim, are not about accepting the Torah. In what way do they reflect the attitude, the legacy of the Akedah discussed so far? The answer is that one's attitude toward the mitzvot that Hashem has given him will be paralleled by his attitude toward the life circumstances Hashem had given him. For Hashem is the source of both. In the same way that the snake breeds suspicion over whether Hashem's commandments are really best for man, so too he will claim that perhaps the situation is given the person or not what's always best for him. Conversely, as one's map for success becomes more aligned with that of Hashem, he'll relate to the situation to which Hashem places them with the same attitude that he adapts regarding mitzvot. If this is what Hashem has given me, in the asterisk in 13, it must be what is best for me. In this respect, one's response to times of adversity, whose meanings he cannot fathom, will mirror one's response to mitzvot, whose meaning he likewise cannot fathom. And that's what the Book of Tehillim is about. These are songs by David HaMelech in a state of exultation as when he was running for his life. What David HaMelech was affirming that the source of all these experiences, as well as their ultimate value, all come from the Ribono Shel Olam. This is what we mean, that David HaMelech was the one who is able to sing praise to Ribono Shel Olam. Indeed, summing up this idea, we could say that Tehillim is to life what Naseh V'Nishma is to Torah. It's being able to accept everything that Hashem gives us. Now we understand the connection between David HaMelech, Tehillim, and Shavuos. Although it's not formally about Torah, it takes the same self-attitude which we receive the Torah, broadens it, and applies it to the totality of our life. And that is why in 15 we read the entire book of Ruth, because where did David HaMelech learn? Where is the gene pool to be able to give up everything and to do whatever Hashem wants, even if it's uncomfortable, even if it's difficult, even if you're running away from Ruth, his great-grandmother, by being able to understand. That's the Book of Ruth. The Book of Ruth is not about logic. Logic is, you're a princess. You stay in your own home. You don't follow barefoot after this woman to a strange land where you'll be a stranger. But when you understand what the will of God is, when you have the will of God pulsating within you, then that's exactly what you do. It's not about what I think is the best for me. It's not about what I want to do. It's about what the Ribono Shel Olam wants for me. You know, it's funny. This morning I was talking to a friend of mine about, I said, I have to take this shir, Erev Shabbos, and I was discussing the shir with her, David HaMelech, Tehillim, going through some of the ideas that we're discussing today. And then I said, the shir is easy. It's life that's difficult. That I don't know how to handle whatever situation. And she laughed. She said, she wrote, the answer's in your shir. It's David HaMelech. It's Tehillim. Whatever we're going through is exactly what we need to be going through, because this is what the Ribono Shel Olam wants. This is the godless of David HaMelech. Let's just take a look at this idea a little bit deeper, because it's really the forms, the bedrock of our lives. It's very beautiful Sefer Why We Celebrate, which has different essays from very great Rabbanim. So they quote Rabbi Moshe Gelbin, who says about David HaMelech, despite each hardship in 16, David HaMelech was a constant Baal Amunah, continuously turning to Hashem in his tefillos that comprise most of Sefer Tehillim. And he says, if you take a look at the language in Tehillim, we have one pasuk that says, Sara v'yagon emsa, distress and grief I would find, u'b'shem Hashem akra, and in the name of Hashem I call. And then you have another pasuk that says, Kos Yeshuot Esa, I'll lift up the cup of salvation, and also ends, v'shem Hashem akra. Troubles and salvations, troubles, salvations, are the same, v'shem Hashem akra, lifting up the cup to thank Hashem. David HaMelech 17a understood that there is not a single aspect or event that transpires in this world that is not ruled by Hashem's divine providence. He recognized Chesed u'mishpat ashira. All of Hashem is at the root of both Chesed and retribution, and he'll sing at both times. He thanked Hashem for both. Even in the darkest periods of life, trying as they may be, are sent by Hashem to benefit us. Now, I was recently at a kiddush where a family has a 10-year-old boy, and then no children till this little girl, who they obviously named Bracha. Well, not obviously, but they named Bracha. And I came to the kiddush when the father of the girl was speaking. The mother was a student of mine many years ago. And the men of the kiddush are eating. I don't understand how men could be eating and like not just like crying over this, but they're like continuously eating. And the father, it was so profound, he says, explaining why they named the child Bracha. He says, clearly, after 10 years, it's a bracha that we have a little girl. He says, but not only are we giving thanks to Hashem for the child after 10 years, we're giving thanks to Hashem for the bracha of having put us through this process of all our tefillos and all of our ishtadlos and everything we had to go through in order to have this child. That too was a bracha from Hashem, and we're giving thanks to Hashem for that as well. Wow, and these guys are just like, you know, eating away. Like, hello, are you listening? Yeah? That's what Sefer Tehillim is about. It's about Kos Yeshua Tasha and Sarovei Agonim Sa, B'Shem Hashem Ekra. He quotes here a very interesting pshat in 18. The pasuk says, Tfila l'David, and the end of the pasuk is, Shamra nafshi ki chasid ani. A prayer for David, guard by my soul, for I am a chasid. According to one opinion cited in the Gemara, David was asking Hashem, Master of the world, am I not a chasid? For all the kings of the east and west slept until 3 hours into the day, and I at midnight arise to offer thanks you to you. What is David HaMelech saying here? Why the word chesed, chesed? The word chesed is chesed, kindliness. As mentioned above, the night is a period marked by the attribute of strict judgment, a period of time when Hashem's mercy is difficult to sense. It was David HaMelech who drew light even to the far removed region, rising at midnight to thank Hashem and illuminate the darkness with an awareness of his chesed. David's unbreakable faith and trust in Hashem, coupled with his intense yearning, was the ability to unmask the heavenly kindness waiting to be showered in this world. And for this reason, David Amel's birthday in your site, specifically on Shavuot, for the Yantif of Shavuot celebrates our receiving of Torah, here's the key, whose holy light reveals the spirituality vested in even the most mundane and physical elements of creation. Even the tiniest detail of the world becomes evidence of Hashem's unfathomable wisdom and kindness. And this is the great light that reveals Hashem's glory. This is the great light of Shavuot. And indeed, just to add two more nekudos before moving on, David HaMelech's harp itself, right? The pasuk says, "Atel l'mashal ozni eftach b'kinur chidati." I will incline my ear to the parable. I will solve my riddle with the harp. David HaMelech is known for his harp. What's this idea of David HaMelech and the harp? So Rav Yonah Shneibitzin explains. We've done this before. It's such a powerful idea in 20. The harp emits the richest sound when strings are very taut. The harpist then plucks them, stretching the strings even more tightly before releasing them to vibrate resonantly. David HaMelech saw himself as a musical instrument created for the purpose of making music for Hashem, a music which he made even sweeter and stronger by tension. Crisis tugged at him from all sides. He was torn in every direction by an endless stream of problems and tribulation. While others might dread such difficulty, David HaMelech saw himself as a harp whose strings must be pulled tightly to make music, and which, unplucked, remained entirely mute. That's creating the meaningful life. That's the idea the Talmud Rebbe points out in source number 21. It's specifically in Midbar Yehuda, in the places that he's running away, in the desolate desert, that you have the most beautiful psukim of Samalacha nafshi, kamalacha basari, where David HaMelech is yearning and pining for Hashem. The distance did not move him further away from Hashem. It brought him closer to Hashem. And therefore, says the Talmud Rebbe at the end of 21, the koach of Shavuos, which is the yortzeit of David HaMelech, is the koach that we all have, shiuchal litkarei v'loldo b'chol ha-matzavim v'azmanim. Shavuos is the time to be able to look at the challenges, the difficulties that we have in our lives, to be able to relate to that feeling that I may be feeling so far away, mirachok Hashem nirali. And Shavuos is the time, yecholim lashuv litkarei v'yeter seif v'oz. It's a time to draw even closer to Hashem. So on the first level, Shavuos is a time of moach. Shavuos is a time of introspection. Shavuos is a time where we're able to take a look at the challenges and difficulties in our lives. We're able to turn to the Ribono Shel Olam and say, I recognize I have these challenges. I'm aware of these challenges. And instead of complaining about these challenges, Kos Yeshua Tetzah U'B'Shem Hashem Akra. Shavuos gives us, it's the koach, it's the force in Shavuos to be able to focus in on that everything that Hashem does is a blessing. Chesed, chasid, it's kindness from Hashem. All that Hashem does is good. And to be able to tap in on Shavuos, to David HaMelech's harp, to the ram's horn of the Akedah, to ultimately the ram itself of the Akedah itself, to be able to submit our mindset to the Ribono Shel Olam and be able to speak on Shavuos in praise of the Ribono Shel Olam. It's like one day to reframe all the difficult challenges that we have and be able Tov Lahodos Lashem, to be able to give thanks to the Ribono Shel Olam. That's on the level of Moach. On the level of Lev, on the level of heart, that's clearly the idea of Tefillah, Avoda Shebalev. And we know David HaMelech describes himself in 22, this is again the Sefer Moshe Yedaber, Vani Tefillah, I am Tefillah. That was his essence. And the Gemara tells us, if you want to succeed in learning, it's not enough just to learn. You have to daven as well, that Hashem should make you successful. Therefore, on Shavuos, which is Yom Matan Torateinu, part of Kabbalah Satorah is the davening aspect. David HaMelech was the one who, what does it mean he was born and died on Shavuos? It's not about a day of a yortzeit, it's about the essence of David HaMelech. The essence of David HaMelech is about connection. The essence of David HaMelech is about closeness to the Ribono Shel Olam. And indeed, my friends, if we go back for a moment to Source 5a, what is the aspect of Shavuos? Indeed, we didn't keep, so to speak, that aspect of Torah, the Luchos that we got. So what is it that exactly that we got on Shavuos? Notes of Matnat Chaim, what we got on Shavuos is Inyan Eloki, something very deep, of Kervanu Lifnei Har Sinai, of coming close to Har Sinai. V'nitkatshu lorak b'maylos mitzuvim v'osim. It wasn't just that we now became commanded, like our bar mitzvah, to do Torah mitzvahs. For sure that was the truth. Elegam beretzon TV chazak litkarev el Hashem bechol eight. You know what we got on Shavuos? We got this desire to come close to Ribono Shel Olam. On Shavuos, we got a level of connection, a level of closeness. And that level of closeness impacts the moach level, and that level of connection impacts the lev, the heart. What did we get on Shavuos? That we have a relationship with Ribono Shel Olam. And that relationship with Ribono Shel Olam isn't only our moach. It's not just learning Torah and being able to accept whatever Hashem gives me on an academic, intellectual level. You know what Limud Torah is about? It's about davening as well, that I should be able to understand Torah. That Torah should become part of me, betoch me'ai, in me. And that the whole idea of lay, the whole idea of heart, is Vani Tfila that David HaMelech says, wherever I am. It wasn't only that I intellectually understood that this is best for me. I was able to sing Shira, the song of the heart, and be able to connect with Ribono Shel Olam. What is really Shavuos about? Of course, it's Zman Matan Torateinu, the time we accepted the Torah. But what is the aspect of accepting the Torah really about? It's accepting the relationship with the Noten HaTorah. It's accepting the relationship with the one who gave us the Torah. Not only just accepting the relationship, living that relationship, being close to the Ribono Shel Olam. Shavuos is like one day, and Chutz La'aretz 2 days. It can't be more because it's such an intensity where all I say is I want to have this closeness. Vani kirvas Elokim litov. I just want to be close to Ribono Shel Olam. I want to be able to have and be able to take with me this closeness to Hashem. And indeed, we know the Moshe Yidaber continues in 23. The essence of a person is tefillah. We're referred to, as we spoke about 2 weeks ago, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited for the rain to come, waited for the rain to fall in order for Adam Rishon to David. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants this relationship from us. He wants this connection. Shavuos is really a day of tefillah. And this, my friends, moves us to Lekach V'Libuv in 26. Rav Shur speaks about, the Medrash says, that Moshe Rabbeinu foresaw in Ruach HaKodesh, in divine perception, that the Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed. And the Klal Yisrael weren't going to be able to bring the Bikurim, the first fruit, right? Shavuot says Yom HaBikurim, it's the day of the first fruit. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu institute in place of the first fruit? Davening 3 times a day. What that medrash means, we've discussed in the past, that's not for now. What we do see here is A equals B, B equals C, A equals C. If Shavuos is referred to as Yom HaBikurim, and in place of the Bikurim, the first fruits, we have Tefillah, so then today Shavuos really is A equals C, a day of Tefillah. V'yesh l'chol achad in the dad, hakoach litchazek b'tefillah. This is a day we can strengthen ourselves in our davening in the koach of David HaMelech, because David was a metzius shel tefillah. That's why we're not interested in what day he died. Hey, Vav, Zion, it doesn't matter. It's not about the day of the month that he died. It's about that he died on Shavuos. He's born on Shavuos, because Shavuos is the day of tefillah. David HaMelech is the embodiment of tefillah. When I talk about the greatness of the day, when I talk about the koach, the power, the spiritual energy of the day, what's found in there is the idea of tefillah. It's the idea of connection to the Ribono Shel Olam. And that is why our job on Shavuos is the time of tefillah. He goes so far to say that Chazal tell us that you can really bring Bikurim until Sukkot. So the koach of investing in tefillah is not just on Shavuos, it goes all the way to Sukkot. If this is true, Shavuos is the day of tefillah. You know, I'll share with you, interestingly, a personal insight. For many years, I would teach Shavuos night in seminary, and it was like one of the highlights of the year, an hour and a half, middle of the night. It was very profound. It was very impactful. The challenge was, we could never find a minyan for me and my daughters that we liked Shavuos morning. And we went from one minyan to another. There's a lot of minyanim, Baruch Hashem, in Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, Baruch Kodesh. We davened in such a special minyan in Ramat Beit Shemesh that, like, you're spoiled. Okay, so we're spoiled. So, and it was frustrating because it was amazing night and the next day. And I asked the Shiloh. And I asked the Shiloh and I said, what weighs over more? I'm changing a gewaltig amount of people's lives, b'chastei Hashem, or my daughters wanted to have, and they weren't even about mitzvah yet when I asked the Shiloh. You with me? They weren't even about mitzvah. And the answer I got was, my daughter's tefillahs. Stopped teaching. Your daughters need to have a place to daven. I was very surprised by that answer. Obviously, one can't learn for that. It's a binyan av. Every situation is the same. And in retrospect, when you look at Shavuos as a day of tefillah, I'm getting an understanding. There's a power in that. That's the koach. That's the koach of Shavuos. It's the koach of women as well. it's the koach of davening, and we need to tap into it. Rav Pinchas Hatzal says that Musaf on Shavuos is akin to the Ilan Yom Kippur. I mean, this is a day where our tefillos have to just storm the heavens. Having said that, if we were to focus in, and we've discussed this in the past, one tefillah to really hone in, obviously the entire davening, like really go into Shavuos really with geared up for tefillah. If we have, and again, just for connection to Ribbono Shel Olam, just to talk to him, the Kirvana Lifnei Har Sinai, forget that we got the Torah, we didn't get the Torah, it's irrelevant, it's about closeness to Ribbono Shel Olam. He brought us close to him. It's about Neshika, it's about a kiss from the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's about love. That's what tefillah is. It's just being able to connect. Tefillah isn't just about what I need, my shopping list. It's about, I love you, Hashem. I'm ready to follow you. I'm connected to you. If we had to hone in on one tefillah in 28, V'hu inyan ha-kavana be-birkat avarava, the tefillah right before Shema. And we know that Tolos Yaakov Yosef says from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh that he heard from Shemayim, that the reason why we have Ichor Bias HaMashiach, that Mashiach is towering from coming, is because we don't have Kavana in Ahava Rabbah. And we end Ahava Rabbah, right? Bring us Kumius, V'Solichenu Kumius Le'Artzeinu, right? The end of Ahava Rabbah is that desire for the Geula. What is Birkas Ahava Rabbah about? It's about Hatzlacha B'Limud HaTorah. It's success in learning Torah, as well as, we're in 29, V'hasiyata d'shmaya l'chol inyanei avodas Hashem shokol hayom. Success in our service of Hashem the whole day. And they say, Rav Yonasan Eibishitz, we just mentioned, that if he didn't have kavanah in tefillah, of this tefillah, he weren't able to be mechadesh chidushei Torah. So we may not be on the level of the Mechadesh Chidushei Torah, but we need Siyata Deshmai in everything we do. Are we going to have Kavanah in our brachos? Are we going to be able to do this chesed? Are we aligned with the Ratzon of Hashem? Are we able to overcome that desire to speak Lashon Hara? The list is endless. V'ha'er einenu b'sor secha, enlighten our eyes in your Torah. V'dabek libenu misosecha, and have our, we should have ourselves clinging to the mitzvot. I mean, you can't get more than this. Lilmo, Dulame, Lishma, Velasos, this is the entirety of everything we want. And as we know, we've discussed that Shavuos is a Yom Adin. It's a day of judgment where Hashem looks down and sees, how much are we really connected to Torah? Do we really love Torah? We have a 49-day period with this anticipation for this Yom Hadin. And all of our spiritual bank account is weighing in on Shavuot. How many times over the course of the year are we going to be inspired in Avodas Hashem? How many times are our tefillah is going to have that Siyata D'Shmaya for Kavana? All of this is being decided on Shavuot. So Shavuos is a time where we need to say to the Ribbono Shel Olam, not just intellectually, I follow you no matter what, which is one aspect of what Shavuos is about, but it's very much Ba'ofen Rikshi, on an emotional level. I say to Hashem, Hashem help me, this is what I want. My heartfelt tefillah is that I can be able to open my eyes, to learn, to follow, to teach, not only for me in 34, but I'm davening as well for my children, my grandchildren, Atzov Kol HaDoros. This is a tefillah that we should be able to be able to love Torah, to be able to live Torah, to be able to enjoy Torah, right? We make a honey cake on Shavuos, dvash v'chalav tachal l'shonech, honey and milk under your tongue. So we learn from there that you make milk. We also learn from there that you should have honey, that honey represents the sweetness of Torah. So it's not just about eating honey cake like Rosh Hashanah. It's about living that, please Hashem, make Torah so special for me, for my family, for my students, that it should be impactful in order to be able to come closer to you. I'll just make mention of one nekuda that we haven't done in the past that perhaps will give us a little bit of Be'er Tefillah, a little bit of insight when we say Ahava Rabbah. In Ahava Rabbah, we ask for We say the following in 30. Ava Rabba, Chemla Gedola, here we go. We ask for Chemla Gedola, a lot of mercy, V'yaseira Chamalt Aleinu, and more so, you have mercy on us. So what's the idea of the Yaseira, even more so? Like in the Shema Yaseira, even more. So he brings a beautiful idea from the Tiferet Shlomo. What does war mean? We all put in effort in order to receive from Hashem, right? Person, Pischuli Petach, Yechudo Samachat, we open up a little bit of an opening, we prepare for Shabbos, we prepare for learning Torah, we prepare for our spiritual endeavors. What we ask from Hashem is Chemla Gedola, a lot of mercy, V'yaseira Chamalta Aleinu, give us more than we deserve. That's what you did in Mamad Har Sinai. And Mamad Har Sinai, V'yaseira Chamalta Aleinu. Of course, the Klai is so prepared, but to have a rendezvous with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, panim upanim, face to face, was V'yaseira Chamalta Aleinu. You gave them much more than they deserved. And that's what we ask from Hashem. We say, Hashem, we're doing our best. We're like, you know, the schnapps cups. That's how much I can fill. I'm limited. But Hashem, I want you to just pour like the size of a challah bowl. You know, you bake challah in. Like, make challah, not bake, yeah? That's what I want. Like, fill me, Hashem. Fill me over the brim. V'yaseira Chamalta Aleinu, that's what you've done in the past. We ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu, just like on Shavuos, you came to us, panim b'panim diberi machem, v'amayla hazon ha'gedola hine lo haya chanatem b'zeh, and we weren't worthy of this, and yet nevertheless you bestowed this upon us. Every Shavuos, which is a reenactment of Mamad Har Sinai, we ask Hashem, fill us up. Fill us up with more than we've even prepared ourselves, because all I want, harchev picha v'amalehu, open your mouth wide, and I'll fill it. So my friends, what we've seen so far, what is Shavuos about? Shavuos is about, not so much, obviously it's about receiving the Torah, don't get me wrong, clearly, but it's not only about that, it's much more than that. Shavuos is about connection. Shavuos is about the keravnu that Hashem brought us to Har Sinai, that He brought us close to Him, that we have this intimate relationship. Shavuos is about Mamad Har Sinai. It's about the experience of Har Sinai, the experience where Hashem showed us so clearly, Ein Od Mavado, there's no one aside from Him, and therefore Shavuos, we're able to realign our moach, our mindset, and be able to just reaffirm that, yes, I may be going through difficulty A, B, and C, and whatever level it is. It could be in Shalom Bayis, it could be in Shiduchim, it could be in having children, it could be in Parnassah, it could be in Refuah, and as some people say, it could be in all of the above, right? In every area, someone's struggling with something. And all year round, we turn, as I did to my friend, and say, how do I carry this? And her answer to me is this answer. You're not carrying it alone. It's Ribono Shel Olam who has the exact plan. It's being able to learn the lesson of David HaMelech, the lesson of the harp, that the challenges we go through make us who we are. It forms us as people. Why are we here? We're here to do Ritzon Hashem. Shavuos is about going back to that ram that was created. Erev Shabbos, Ben Shemashot. It's a tikkun achet. The chet was about Adam Rishon saying, I know better than God, kivyochel. And we miss the mark, chet, when we think we can handle this alone. And what's going on here? And why is Hashem doing this? Shavuos is intellectually about being able to give it over to Ribono Shel Olam. Shavuos, which is a Yom Hadin, is about Vani Tfila. It's not about the day. Who cares whether it's Hey Vav? Doesn't matter. It's about Shavuos being the Yortzeit of David HaMelech. Shavuos is the time where David HaMelech has imbued his Koach. And that Koach of David HaMelech is Vani Tfila. Wherever I am, I sing to the Ribono Shel Olam. I bring myself emotionally closer to the Ribono Shel Olam, not just intellectually. The song is the quill of the heart. And that's what we need to be able to focus in on Shavuos, to focus in on Tefillah. come early to shul if you're able to go to shul, make time if you're home, and say the words. Say the Psukei Dezimra slowly, the words of David Amela. Ava, Rabba, really, learn it beforehand if you have time. And say it slowly, word by word, pouring out our heart, because this is what we want. Shavuos is about our tefillah to Hashem. Help us be able to have this relationship. Help us have this connection. Help me with my little opening to be able to just literally flood me with your love and closeness. And then there's the third dimension of David HaMelech. This is a beautiful essay of the Ben Melech, Rav Mintzberg, in the back of his Sefer on Shavuos. The truth be told, my friends, the shir could be just reading this maimer. I picked out selections, not the whole thing. There's certain pieces that just you just become so emotionally connected to that it's just so gorgeous. Like, how do you pick and choose? But nevertheless, I only have an hour. Or I only give myself an hour. 36. Yisodei HaTorah, V'tariyag HaMitzvot, Shetzivanu Hashem Yitbarach Shmo Mefurshim Heim HaTorah. V'tariyag HaMitzvot, what we have to do, are found in the Torah. Ulam Surato HaShleima Shel HaYudi. But if you want to learn about the composite Jew that walks in front of Hashem, Ketzan Nirim HaChayim B'Poel, how does life look really on the ground when you have this Yediyas Hashem, when you know Hashem is with you, when you have the Ashkocha Prati, how are you able to live a Torah lifestyle? That, my friends, is found in Sefer Tehillim. V'nei nosim v'inyanim elu b'yadeinu limso b'sefer Tehillim. So even though Sefer Tehillim is not a Sefer of Musar and doesn't tell you how to act in life, but rather it talks about a relationship with Hashem, recognize that within the Tehillim, Olam Avur Mitbonen B'Signon V'Tochen and Mizmarim, you look inside of Tehillim, you will find they are full of Hishtapchus HaNefesh, the pouring out of the soul. You will find that the basis of Judaism is found there. That all the issues of Emuna, Bitocho, faith, belief in Hashem, Dveikus, connection to Hashem, Yishokikus LaHashem, desire to Hashem, Hashkacha Prati, divine providence, reward and punishment, wicked prosper, the righteous suffer. The view of Torah, the view of creation, how do we stand in front of Hashem? Everything you can imagine, right? This is like the basic Hashkafic Sefer. It's found all in Tehillim. And that, my friends, is really what Tehillim and Shavuos are all about. Shavuos is about giving the Torah. Do you know what Tehillim is about? It's about living the Torah. Shavuos, Torah, and Tehillim, David HaMelech, really go hand in hand. One augments the other, and one be able to give expression to the other. Let's talk about, we did the moach, the lev, now we're up to the kaved, the liver, the passion in our avodas Hashem. So one of the things, one of the themes in 37 that we find in Tehillim is the noam and the osher, the gratefulness and the love that we have in living a life of Torah. Hanechmadim mizahav umipaz rav. It's greater than the gold, than the fine jewels. Golden umisukim mitvash, and it's sweeter than honey. There's only one thing I want. Shifti veit Hashem kol yimei chayai. How does the Tehillim begin with Ashrei? The Medrash says in 38, the Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu in Vezos HaBracha almost ends the Torah with Ashrecha Yisrael mikamocha. Fortunate of you, Israel, who is like you. And the Mefarshim explained, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, if you live an entire life of Torah, you'll ultimately get to the end of Ashrecha Yisrael. How praised are you? David HaMelech said, no, you don't have to wait till the end. You can wait, start at the beginning. Ashrei HaIsh. You know what Tehillim is about? Tehillim is about, and then there's five books of Torah, the five books of Tehillim. Tehillim is about being able to see the Ashrei. Ashrei is a key word in Tehillim. Over and over again, how fortunate we are. And to take that fortune and to be able to just put it into Torah. Lasot ritzoncha Elokei chafatzti. All I want to do, my whole desire is to be able to do your will. Ner lo rakli dvarecha v'or l'sivasi. I want to do to my the candles by my foot, my feet, is to lead me in the right way. This is the idea that David HaMelech says over and over again. It's about Samalacha Nafshi, my desire, my pining, my yearning to do Ritzon Hashem. What is David HaMelech about? What is Tehillim about? It's Ka'ayel Tarog Alafi Ke'maim Ke'nafshi Sarog Elech Elokim. 41, Samalacha Nafshi Elokim L'Kel Chai. It's passion and desire. Tarog, Arika, the yearning. This is the challenge. It's not just enough to have my head say, whatever you say, Hashem is good. It's not just enough to have my heart aligned with Hashem. It has to be the deepest part of my desires, like my guts, is to be able to say, Hashem, all I want is to do your will. All I want is to echad shel pet Hashem, shifti v'et Hashem kol yimei chayei, to sit in Hashem's house all the days of our lives. And he ends this essay in 42. I didn't do a good job. It's so powerful. Ubiyad hadam limdor et atzmo. We have to measure ourselves. Ha'im ha'tzavon nachon lefi ruach ha'tavar ratzon Hashem? Are we aligned with the vision that David HaMelech has for us to do the will of Hashem? Do we feel these things? Like I say, v'ani kiras elokim litov. Do I feel it? Do I say, ma'rabu masecha Hashem, how wonderful your works Hashem, how masterful they are, because David HaMelech said it? Or because that's part and parcel of who I am? The goal of Shavuos is to be Tehillim. It's to be able to say my yearning, my pleasure, what I really want in life. You know, if I had my dithers, what is it that I want more than anything else? It's this relationship. It's this closeness. It's to be an Eved Hashem. My friends, let's bring this into Shavuos on a practical level. The Matna Chaim speaks about, from the Das Torah, Shavuos is be'etzem mitziyutahi ava. Torah, Shavuos, is about love. It's about Hashem coming down. Ikar matan Torah, gmilas chesed la'adam. The greatest kindness Hashem could do to us is to teach us Torah, to live a life of meaning, a life of human expression, a life of being connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam, doing His will. Just read this piece from Rabbi Y.Y. Jacobson when the Kloisenberger Rebbe was being beaten by the Nazis, and that was the way they would taunt the Jews, to take the Rebbe in the middle of town. And they said to him, after beating him, do you believe you're the chosen nation? And he says, yes. And they beat him some more. Do you believe you're the chosen nation? Yes. And they just clapped him over the head. Do you still believe you're the chosen nation? You know, bleeding, you know, lying on the ground. And the Kloisenberger Rebbe, with blood coming out of his mouth, says, yes. And he says, well, how can you believe that? He says, as long as we are the ones beaten, and not the ones who are beating, and not the ones who are taunting others, we're still the chosen nation. And that's what Yiddishkeit is about. It's about holding us to a higher level, a higher standard of knowing the soul, the godly soul in us, and living that godly life. That's what it's all about. Shavuos is about HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming down with love. Kemayim hapanim el hapanim. Our response has to be with love. Shavuos is really a day of connection. And that's why there's no mitzvah on Shavuos. How can you take this relationship, how can you take this love and say it's in this mitzvah? This mitzvah, luv and esrog, matzah, It can't be in one mitzvah. It's the learning of Torah the entire night. It's about the totality of mitzvahs. That's the beauty of Shavuos. Shavuos is about singing Ashreinu Matov Chokeinu. Shavuos is being on fire that we're the chosen nation. Shavuos is about the love to Ribbono Shel Olam. Shavuos is about my desire to be able to be close to Him. Shavuos is about singing the Psukei Tehillim of closeness to Ribbono Shel Olam. Having said this, in the last few minutes that we have, what can we focus in on Shavuos? The answer is mitzvos. That the mitzvos we do, we should do with this feeling of connection. Basil's Bavavam 45, mitzvah is melashon chibur. Safta chada, it's about connection to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The mitzvos he describes are very beautiful, 46, Masils Bavavar Weisenberger, they are kelim chitzoniim. A mitzvah is an outer form, la'achil ta'ura pnimisha ratzona elyon, to hold the inner light of the will of God. Wow. Asher kedishanim mitzosav. Muvan mizeh debeyot v'ikar kedusha b'im shamchut hamshachat ura pnimisha la mitzvah, im kein kama shehu mashkia daito machshvato b'pnimiyot ha-mitzvah, if a mitzvah is about bringing godly light into a kli, the more we're able to invest of ourselves, the more we put our mindset, our kavana into the mitzvah, the more light we bring down, the more energy we bring down into this world, the more we transform that act. So as he says in 48 and 49, anyone could do a mitzvah. You know, the idea of mitzvahs, according to some opinion, don't need kavana. You're right. They may not need kavana because the mitzvah itself doesn't need kavana. The mitzvah itself is spiritual. But I have a little to secret to tell you. Lo kein b'nogea l'kedusha sa'adam ha'oseh. But says the Sosemes HaKadosh, I have a little secret to tell you. The mitzvah ain't Srichos Kavana to make it a perfect mitzvah because it's godly. Aval la'adam nitzrach ha'kavana li'ol nidbak l'shem yisbarach al yei mitzvah shizei kar techlus ha'mitzvah. But the mitzvah is about connecting us to the Baruch Shalom. I'm not worried about the mitzvah. The mitzvah is in its pristine state, close to the Baruch Shalom. You said the shakel. You said the bracha. But where are you? You've lost out. You've had an opportunity to connect. And is it any wonder he says at the end of 49 that people do mitzvahs all day, they're malay mitzvahs karimon, and feel so empty? Because we've lost out on the connection. Shavuos is about halavai, it would be all the mitzvahs. Probably too tall a order. But to take one or two mitzvahs and say, I'm really going to focus my kavana on these mitzvahs. As Nesiva Shalom says, Sala Verina Luzecha Machutzov 51, just the mention of Hashem saying, Asher Kedishanu, Hashem Elokeinu. You should be jumping for joy that you, Kruzei Chomer, can talk to Ribbono Shel Olam. And Masha Zochel Lekayem Ritzon Hashem Yisbarach, Sheyudi Oseh Sarit, Shiudi shall set Sarich Lachni Simcha Visarus Belipo Vizesha Lech Lekai Ritzono Yisbara. Says Marami Kuvran, just the fact that we are able to do the Ritzon of Hashem should fill us with tremendous amount of Simcha. And my friends, the mitzvah we choose doesn't necessarily, or the mitzvahs we choose have to be Ben Adam Lamako, between man and God. It could be Ben Adam Chaveiro. Very famous story of the Rav Sholem Shvadron, Zecher Tzadik V'Karos Livracha, who, when he was young, was taking his children to the grandparents because some of the kids were sick. He didn't want to get them sick. And he met his Rebbe, and his Rebbe says, where are you going? He says, I'm taking the kids to the grandparents. They shouldn't get infected. He says, oh, so you're taking the little calves to the barn or something along that line. And he says, you're insulting me? He says, any parent would take care of a child. That's natural. You should have the kavana that you're doing this as a chesed, as a Jew. Shepula hazod 52 shatel sehu chesed lo yalda Yisrael. You're doing a chesed. Even if it's your own children. And even if when you're going if your mindset is to do the mitzvah of chesed, then every step you take
is part of the mitzvah. And Rosh Hashanah said that changed his entire outlook on life. He's drawing water from the well to do a chesed for his family. The entire relationship, cooking, peeling, everything is about chesed. I take those potato peels and I elevate them. I take the washing of the dishes. I take the serving of the meal on Shavuos and I turn it into a chesed. This is a chesed for my family. It's an honor of Yontif. It changes everything that we do. And that is in 54, the mitzvah of the day. Yes, it's one mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of Suda. And Hashem is judging us while we eat because this is exactly it. It's my enjoyment. That's when Hashem judges me. The mitzvah of the day is to enjoy, have a meat meal, have a meal, a milchig meal you enjoy, whatever your minhag is, but to have a meal of connection, of love, that in the physical world, in my gut, I'm enjoying the meal, but I'm not just enjoying the meal, I'm enjoying the meal because this is a manifestation of connection to the Ribono Shel Olam, because I'm enjoying and I love the Torah that He gives me. And this has to be really our focus on Shavuos. If you had to make a cake on Shavuos, make it in the shape of a heart. Not only Mamet Har Sinai. We've had the Har Sinai cakes. This is a different view. Make it in the shape of a heart, right? You buy those tavniot patterns and tell the family it's about love. It's about focusing love on each other, focusing love on other people, going out of our way in shul to say Shalom Aleichem, to say good yontif, to make sure people have a place to eat. This is with kavana, whatever I'm doing is chesed. Because it's a day about feeling Hashem's closeness to us. When I feel, that's what I got in Mamet Har Sinai. I got closeness. When I feel this closeness, both intellectually, my moach, I give it over to Hashem, all for the good. On my lave, I focus in on davening. I focus in on that ability to connect to the Ribono Shel Olam. And in my gut, my eating, my desire, my mitzvah observance, my passion, is the mindset to connect with Hashem and will end. The Kaf HaChaim brings down in 55, Sheflig ma'o b'skulas amiras v'limut sefer tehillim b'chag ha'shavuos. The Yom HaKadosh Yom HaDilula delay is a time to say Tehillim, and the Ben Ish Chai writes that there's a minhag Yisrael to say the entire book of Tehillim on Shavuos. But saying the book of Tehillim this year will take on a whole different aspect. It will be reliving David HaMelech's words. It will be going into the mindset of David HaMelech, that the psukim of passion, I'm going to feel the passion. The psukim of din, I'll feel that. I'll feel everything and uplifted and elevated to do the will of Ribono Shel Olam. And if I know I can't be able to say Tehillim and I can't divide it over 2 days in Chutz Laaretz, I'll get a group of my friends together. 15 friends, each take 10 prakim, whatever it is, to be able to tap into the sweet songs of David HaMelech, which enable us to get a bird's eye view on what it means to have a real relationship with Ribono Shel Olam.